Sorry, everyone. Looks like I lied last episode. We're going to go ahead and just upload all of Soon Supers over the next two episodes, including this one. We are going to have a slight change of plans when it comes to campaigns. So after we finish Renaissance, we'll do a spatial respite and wrap up part one of what we're going to be now calling this campaign Revolution. And we're going to be moving on to the next story. We'll return to this story. We're just trying to keep things fresh. We're going to change a pace. Nathaniel will be the DM of the next one. And then we'll move on to Josh, then back to Nathaniel. And then so on and so forth. Don't worry. We'll come back to these characters. We'll come back to Val, Xerxes, and Patches, and Adam, and so on and so forth. Just want to change things up. Nathaniel's campaign will take place in his own universe. It'll be D&D again. Thank you for being patient with us. We just want to keep things fresh for us and fresh for you. I hope you enjoy this episode. We enjoyed making it.
Welcome to the history of the Dichlorin system. Today's episode of the Dichlorin history is brought to you by the Provisional Government and the gods we trust. In our show, we explore the history of our system. We view what created it to be what it is today.
Normal people have started developing weird and strange new abilities. Immeasurable strength, teleportation, and even flying. Without supervision, these superpowered individuals run amok. But thankfully for the provision and solistry, these people can be shaped into great heroes and fine tools for our society. They're known as... Fighting crime and protecting the innocent from monsters, criminals, and especially evildoers are...
Supers!
With the ability to outrun a tabaxi, go toe-to-toe with a dragon, and outfly a bull are...
Supers!
Super duper!
Supers!
We open up on a scene where High Chairman Derek DiNaggio is briefing our young superheroes on their upcoming mission, the Solistrian War.
All right, now see.
Brief me.
Now, kids, you know...
Fuck!
Yeah!
All right, people, our three finest... are gonna drop with a few soldiers, where you'll be expected to infiltrate the tunnel system that resides under the city. There, you will find your way into the city to destroy the wall with a powerful blast from Tempest.
Nathaniel's echoing again, I think.
What about Nathaniel?
No?
Hello?
Okay, never mind. I'm just a bitch.
There's just like whispers going on in the background.
My thing?
Wait.
Apparently. So unless Connor or Josh was just breathing into the mic.
That also could have been it.
Okay.
Whoops.
See, if there's ever anything soft, I'm probably just not hearing it because I'm having my headphones in.
Hey.
Yeah, what?
Do you not hear the echo?
Hello. Oh, no, I do hear it.
Okay, I'm not crazy.
We'll just ignore it.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Sorry, everyone. It's been 3 months since we recorded. So we're trying to refresh.
So wait, what was that thing about that Tempest thing?
You will be expected to Blow up the generator that puts the force field over the city of Agrishol.
All right, that's not looking forward to that, but all right, I guess I have to do it.
You're doing the weird bubble popping thing with your tongue.
I appreciate your honesty. Anyway, keep going.
That I don't even know if that was a character voice for Tempest or not.
No, that was just your voice.
And he says, "Now, do you any of you have any questions?
Is there a specific type of blow up? Because you know,
we just need a big lightning bolt."
All right, I can do that.
You'll be going with a soldier named Private Pritchard, and he will be taking you through the tunnels that run underneath the city.
Wait, I won't be with Noel?
All three of you are going together.
Okay.
Our team.
You just talked about that one guy, and it sounded like it was going to be me and him. And I was like, that's not going to go well at all. That guy is most likely would die.
This is a serious meeting.
I'll be quiet now.
He gestures to a young half-elf man who walks up and stands at attention. And he says, "This is Private Pritchard. He will escort you. He has scouted out the tunnels, and he is aware of some trouble you guys may face. Private Pritchard, take it from here." Private Pritchard stands in front of you at attention, and he says, "All right, so..." God damn it.
No cursing on my Christian server.
Actually, you know what?
What?
I'm gonna do some skipping around because, like, in the '60s comics, they just jump. Yeah.
Sorry, you know what I'm talking about.
How a supers arrive in the murky tunnels on a boat. They float down the underground river and attempt to keep an eye out for enemies.
How do we get here? On a boat. No, I'm sorry. I love the way you say boat. Anyway, keep going.
Boat. You guys are on this little boat, and you...
No. On a boat!
On a boat! with Private Pritchard and two other soldiers standing near y'all. He stands at attention at the front of the boat as you guys are going down these underwater tunnels in this boat. And we get another little box at the top hand corner of the panel, and it says,
"Private Pritchard's was a scout sent into the caves to provide intel on the layout of the land."
Did you hear that too?
The layout of the land?
Pritchard, are you hearing something?
What?
I don't know. I thought I just heard your backstory.
Wait.
Yeah.
Was that not just daydreaming? Did you hear that too?
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah.
Are we going to Deadpool this whole thing? I'm kidding. Okay, let's keep going. I'm sorry.
He taps on his ear and he's like, hello, sir?
Oh, yeah, that was just me. Sorry.
God damn it. Anyway.
Private Pritchard says, "Welcome to the tunnel, sirs. We just got to ride the tunnels for the next few minutes and keep an eye out for them brain swappers. Keep them out of the boats and... keep them away from your brain. They're roughly the size of a brain, and they got legs, and they will swap out your brain and possess you."
Well, that's convoluted. I don't understand what they do at all.
That sounds kind of creepy. I don't want that to happen to me. What about you, Noel?
My brain has room for plenty others.
All right, so I'm going to try my best to protect Noel.
I'm going to transform. Fighting evil by moonlight.
Crystalline Day performs a ritualistic transformation where they do a dance, they do a spin, lights, fizzle, pop.
Okay, I'm ready to kill some brains.
I would like everyone to assess the situation. To assess the situation, you're going to roll plus superior.
Oh boy.
Six.
Okay, mark potential.
11.
I forgot, did we take the highest of the two?
No, you combine them.
Oh, wow. That's a 12.
Okay, so you both...
Yeah, 6 plus 5.
I was blinded by my own light. I couldn't see anything.
11.
I'll just give it to Josh. I'll give it to Nathaniel since he had the highest.
He had 12.
You get to ask two questions. What here can I use to blank? What here is the biggest threat? What here is the greatest danger? Who here is most vulnerable to me? How could we best end this quickly?
I'm going to ask... what here is the biggest threat, I believe, was one of the questions. You said I get two questions?
Yes. You ask what the biggest threat is, and you look up, and you see these little brains with very talon-filled legs drop from the ceiling and into your boat, and they make a little squish sound. And for those of you that can break the fourth wall, you see a little splat.
What here is in the greatest danger? Like, is there anyone? Or I guess that's just the question, is what I can ask.
You see one of the creatures land on the back of Private Pritchard's, and he says, "Oh no!" And that's it.
Is there a, like, okay, so what Noel wants to do, I don't know if there's any sort of, like, order I have to wait for.
No.
After assessing the situation, Noel is going to put on his game face. His smile, like, that he normally has fades, and he's going to commit himself to saving Private Richard.
I thought you were about to say commit a crime.
Yes. But no. So he's going to... That's the Janus move game face that he got on his last level up. So he's going to mark it. Yeah, he's going to mark a condition and take a +1 ongoing roll. Ongoing to the rolls to save the private.
Okay, so do you do anything else?
I should mention that he feels guilty about the fact that he should have been reaching out with his powers to see, like, if that could, that he could feel them about to drop on them. So he feels like it's his fault that the private was threatened by them so fast. So that's a condition that he has, is guilty.
All right, sounds good. What do you do, Connor?
So we're basically fighting the brain things now.
Yeah, there's a couple of them in your boat.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
One of them's about to attack Private Pritchard.
Yeah, directly engage a threat and use my staff to attack them.
The appropriate one would probably be defend.
Would it be defend? I was trying to defend. Yeah, I guess it would be defend. Roll plus savior.
Because okay. you're not about to punch the shit out of Hulk. You're about to knock a brain off a dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna golf with my staff.
You're in a golf?
Yeah, the brain's off.
Is that a verb?
Golf? Is it? Golf? It is now. Golf.
Golf. Oh.
I have an accent.
I thought you meant like the Gulf of Mexico. The land
formation? No. Anyway, I'm gonna hit it with my thing and try to score.
Okay. Roll plus savior.
That's a plus. Hold on. Switch apps. Okay. Oop. My dice are fixed. That's a 6.
Ooh, mark potential.
God, I'm going to level up again. Jesus. Okay. Well, go ahead.
You see this creature, like, start to claw and tear, but you get it off of Private Pritchard. You see this creature start to claw at his skull, and you're like, Private Pritchard, no! And you just shove him into the water, and he flips over the side of the boat and falls into the water. Josh, what do you do?
That guy is currently in the water.
Yeah, he is swimming with a brain swapper, while two other soldiers are currently trying to fight off some brain swappers.
Hmm. Okay. So I'm going to try to use my powers to whirlpool him up out of the water and back into the boat.
Okay. This would probably also be defend someone, or defend. So roll 2d6 plus savior.
10.
Okay, that's a hit. You get to either add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition.
I'm gonna influence.
All right. You now have influence over Private Pritchard's.
Neat.
Yeah, you
don't know what that means.
Basically, your words and the things you do matter to him now.
Oh, cool.
Before, it was a one-way thing where the things he did and said matter to y'all, but not vice versa.
Sayed.
We are from Texas.
Texas. Anyway.
Texas. Tejas. But yeah, you like do the vape trick where you spin your hand real fast and the water spins up, pushes him out of the water, but you see the little brain just crawl into the shore of this underground river. But there's still a few attacking the other soldiers. Noel, what do you do?
Okay, so seeing that they're not exactly powered, so we can't use his, what's it called? Anti-power. He's going to teleport above them and try to, like, Mario stomp on them.
Okay. I'll say you can just do that. So, yeah, you teleport above these creatures, and, like, the famous sportswoman Beatrice, nice. Goomba stomp these brains.
Oh, yeah.
and kind of flatten them and just kind of throw them like a disc into the water.
The heroes defeat their foes and arrive at the underground lake, where they must stop to try and break into the lift to get into the city.
You guys are now in a scene where you're in this huge open cave, and there's this elevator lift that goes up into the city from where you're at. And behind you is a big lake where your boat is currently sitting, and next to you are three other soldiers. Private Pritchard walks up to the panel and he starts messing with it, taking it apart and reconnecting some wires, and he turns to you and says, "So what made y'all want to join the provision?" I think I use a different voice for him every time.
Is it a want situation?
Oh, what do you mean?
I don't think people like us, and then I gesture to my two compatriots, have much of an option anymore.
I still don't follow.
Supers.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can live your lives, you're just not allowed to use your powers unless you're working for either the Solistry or the Provision.
Yeah, freedom. Yeah. Love this.
I mean, you're serving a good...
My grandma made me do it.
My powers made me do it. Let's continue.
No?
I mean, the Provision is kind of like my home, I guess, because, I mean... If I can use my powers when I'm working for them, then I'm just expressing more of myself. And I like doing that, because I think Null is pretty cool.
So my grandma made me do it, my powers made me do it, and brainwashing made me do it. Got it.
Propaganda.
Propaganda. Propaganda made me do it.
Oh, that'd be a cool superhero.
What, propaganda?
Yeah, someone who brainwashes people, and their name was propaganda. Anyway, villain, my bad.
Then, out of nowhere... A group of savage bugbears and fiendish goblins show up with a dead look in their eyes.
And you see a small group of bugbears and goblins with a dead look in their eyes.
Wow.
They're not wearing, like, normal civilized clothes. It's more like loincloths. But they're, like, stumbling around. And you notice, like, the top of their skull is missing and you can see a brain. But you can see, like, elbows and knees poking out on either side of the brain. And you realize these are the, these bugbears and goblins are possessed by the brain swappers from before.
Soon gross. Supers. Fight.
Gross. I didn't realize fight. How gross these things were. Gross.
We'll continue our original order. Noel, what do you do?
Noel is not going to Goomba stomp the creature's spines in. He's going to try to distract them because he assumes that the brains are leading them to do something. So he's going to start teleporting behind each one separately and like speak. He starts like taunting them behind each of their heads to try to confuse them, make them think he's in other places. And he's just like, wow, that's a fancy hat you got there. Looks pretty weird. Where'd you get it? Where'd this one come from? This one looks better. This one is actually the ugliest. So y'all should look at each other and see about that. So he's going to do the are you watching closely move.
Okay.
So he's going to roll plus superior. So it says when you try to mislead or distract someone, rolls. Oh yeah, so I roll superior.
I was going to say you could also do provoke someone, which is pretty much the exact same thing, and it does also superior.
That would be a 7, and it's not a 10 plus, but it is a 7 to 9, so I get to choose. I expose a weakness or flaw is one thing that I'll choose, and the other one is I confuse them for some time.
All right. While you're doing this, some water droplets fall from a stalactite from above and hit one of the brains, and you see like the elbows and knees of this brain wiggle when it gets hit by this cold water, and one of the goblins just kind of collapse for a second, but then you see the legs readjust inside this goblin, and it just kind of very pathetically puts itself back up and starts trying to follow you again. For the most part, they seem to be following you, and none of them are going after Pritchard or the other soldiers. You seem to have them pretty distracted. Do you do anything, Crystalline Jade?
I was gonna assess the situation specifically to see... Yeah, I'm gonna assess the situation to ask questions. What's that? Superior. Can I get new dice?
Do you got stink on your dice?
I do have stink on my dice. I got a 3. I've not made a successful roll this game. Stink dice.
My dice didn't have good stink. Mark potential. You're about to level up again, aren't you?
Yeah.
Or progress. You're about to progress.
I'm already pretty progressive. Well, what does that mean for me? Just I do nothing?
What were you trying to do?
Assess the situation.
You're staring real hard at these goblins, but
I trip and fall into the water.
Yeah, you're just like kind of, you got your hand on your chin and you're just walking around them in a circle and you're just staring so hard that you misstep and fall directly into the water.
Yeah, that'll work.
What do you do, Tempest?
I'm going to charge up my powers.
Okay.
Oof. That is a 4.
Which ooh, is mark a potential. Miss. I didn't do that. All right. You go to charge up your powers, but you strained a little too hard and let out a little tiny storm in your pants.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Right.
top of the order, Noel, what do you do?
I'm going to, seeing that the water is coming from the stalactites, I'm going to start spitting on them. I'm going to start teleporting both of them, spitting on them.
Sir, that is assault. Okay, yeah, sure. You just start spitting on these brains. I feel like I have to make you roll something for that.
How does the null taste? Let me see. What would that be?
I guess provoke someone? A threat? I think that would be provoke someone.
Okay, cool. I think I'm still guilty. So, okay, I'll roll and see what happens.
By the way, on
plus
a
superior.
On a miss, I had to mark 3 conditions.
Oh, okay, hold on. Pause real quick. What conditions and explain them?
I'm now afraid because my powers are charging up to attack these disgusting brain creatures. Didn't work. I'm angry because the storm that I wanted didn't release correctly. And I'm insecure because of where that storm released.
Okay, now your turn, Noel.
Okay.
What happens if I have all my conditions?
You just tap out.
Okay.
So basically his guilt is outweighing his natural bonus to superior, so that'll be a... Oh, no. Oh no. That is a 5 to provoke them.
You just start spitting at them, and they kind of seem like they lose interest in you, and they turn back towards Private Pritchard's, and you're just kind of spitting at the ground in front of them. Take potential. Next is Crystalline Jade. What do you do?
Dry off. And then I guess I'm going to charge out one and try to... So how are they on top of the heads?
They're like in the heads.
So how do we see the legs? Are they poking out the sides?
Yeah, like it's half of the skull is missing, like the top half.
Mm-hmm.
Is missing, and you can just see the brain in there, but like imagine a cat loafing, but a brain. So its elbows and shoulders are sticking up.
I'm gonna take
one, so is its knees.
I'm gonna take one and throw it into the water.
Just out of the skull?
No, take the bugbear or goblin or whichever one's closest and just throw it into the water.
Okay, I'll say you can just do that because these aren't a major threat to you specifically. So you just grab its arm and just chunk it in the water, and you see this brain like come out on the shore and mm-hmm. just like run away into like a little crevice.
That's what I thought.
But the bugbear is just floating there without the half of its skull.
Well, I can't really fix that. But I guess that's what my goal will be to do now.
Okay.
Just push all of them into the water.
Okay. What do you do, Tempest?
I'm going to try to charge up my powers again, unless you'll just let me... swallow them all with water from the river over there.
Sure, you can try.
Okay, I'm going to try to take the river and engulf them in it.
All right, does that require a roll from you?
That sounds like I need to charge my powers first.
All right, then go ahead and try to charge your powers again.
This time I get to add my 3 conditions to it. That is a 7, which is a mid-success.
Okay. What does that mean for you?
It means that still doesn't work, and I get to mark another condition.
Oh. Oh, no. So you're at 4 conditions now? Ooh, he may need some comfort and or support.
I am hopeless.
Huh.
This is nothing new.
Yeah, you... you're starting to feel concerned about your ability to perform a massive lightning bolt when you guys get to the surface, and you start to feel insecure and a little hopeless and just angry about, I guess, your incompetence up to this point. Noel, what do you do?
I'm going to support... No, I'm going to comfort... Tempest.
That's the same move.
But flavor-wise, it's okay. Comforting.
Yeah.
So I'll just... be like, hey, buddy, look at how good you've done it at controlling yourself this time. You haven't... Look, no one's dead yet. I'm so proud of you, my dear friend.
I guess that's true. No one's died yet.
Look at that.
A good thing. Okay.
No roll.
So nice.
No, roll 2d6 plus mundane.
Ooh, nice. That is a 11.
Okay. Add another team to the pool, Connor.
Excuse you, I haven't even checked of this. I forgot there was a thing I had to do. So, wait, did we start out with one anyway, like I asked?
Yes, you do.
So how many do we have now?
Two? So you're not facing a dangerous foe, so you don't add any, actually. All you add is this one from Nathaniel.
So just one?
Yes. Because we haven't started a fight with a dangerous foe.
I forgot how that works. How does the team pool work again?
I think it either adds plus one, so you can use it to give someone else a plus one.
Okay. And are you sure we don't get... Because it just says at the start of a session, the GM adds one to the team pool.
Oh, yeah, you can go ahead and add
okay.
one. Okay. And then we get to a fight. Eventually, you can add two. Okay. You have the option to mark potential, clear condition, or shift your labels.
Right now?
Yes, because he just comforted and or supported you.
Okay, well, I'm going to get rid of hopeless because he just said I'm not hopeless.
Hell yeah. Okay. Next is Crystalline Jade. What do you do?
How many bugbears and goblins?
There's about one more bugbear and 3 goblins.
I have super speed now, so can I just, like, do this quickly?
Yeah, zip, zip, yeet, yeet.
Yeah. Don't need to roll anything for that.
No, I'll say you can just do it.
Okay.
Yeah, you very quickly just bolt behind them, and they're like, and you just grab them and shove them real hard. You get a little finessey with it, and mm-hmm. you, like, you'll run, grab one, throw it in the air, run back, run forward, jump, grab it, do a spin move, and dunk him into the water.
Yes, I also... I'm really into baseball, so he does throw, like, 3 in the air, and then jump, twist, and then use a staff to... hit it, and then does that whole thing where he pretends to see how far it goes, and yes! And then does it to the other 3, midair.
Yeah, there's one where you actually smack it, and it goes all the way down the tunnel. You actually have to try to see where it went, because it goes into complete darkness. But eventually you hear a psh, and you're like, yes.
Yes. You dead yet, guys? Okay. Fun fact, this is outside of the thing. I do have godlike beauty now. Which is just a power of mine.
I'm just imagining those like moaning manga male faces. Yeah.
No, I get horrifically pretty, but I don't know when to do it since I don't have like an ultimate form or anything. All so right. I was gonna ask about that because I have flowing...
Maybe whenever.
Go ahead.
I just pictured them looking really pretty, like whenever they're at their most like emotionally volatile, so their powers are just leaking out. So maybe when they're like really pissed off at someone or mm-hmm. someone, or they're like trying to exude like this like horrifying threat, they just become really pretty.
Yeah, it's like biblical angel pretty.
Oh
yeah, I'm excited. Anyway,
all right, daddy. You guys.
Soon, Private Pritchards is able to lift the doors open, and the young heroes make their way to the surface, where they can come out into a government basement.
Wow, look at this. Government basement.
You guys...
It's just like a normal basement. Wow!
You guys come up into this elevator, and there's a few Solistrian guards just standing around, and they turn around and see you and look a little confused. But you see Private Pritchard just run past y'all, and he subdues one of the guys, and the two other soldiers like take on this other guy together, and they're able to knock him knock this other guard down, and they drag them behind some water heaters and a generator.
Good job, BP.
All right, are we even supposed to be here? Like, it seems like they got the job.
No, we're super.
But they did it before I even thought about doing it.
Yeah, we're just going to wave high and keep walking.
Private Pritchard says, I mean, I can handle myself, but that's just with, like, mano a mano, and not with, like, a brain swapper or a goblin or bugbear or, you know, using lightning to destroy a generator.
Yeah, you can PP, and I give him one of those bro punches, and I walk past him. I don't know where I'm going, but I just keep walking.
It's like, I nod, follow Jade.
You give it, like, very slow and gently, but he still, like, rubs his arm afterwards.
I do have
super strength.
Yep. Go ahead. No.
I think he's right. Some threats are a little bit more advanced, and I'm going to unleash my powers to try and reach out and feel as far as I can within the facility if there's any, like, anyone with the power coming off of them that could potentially be suppressed.
Okay.
Well, it's one's me, but you already know that.
Yeah. He's just trying to, like, reach out. So I guess what would happen is he closes his eyes and his hair, like, lifts up like one of those anime characters.
Akira.
And
or like
you can just feel this, like, what?
Like Gon.
Yeah. And, yikes. Exactly.
Your
like
hair
that.
Is that same length.
Yeah.
But then, so yeah, it's just like that.
And you feel like this kind of static energy come off of him, if it works. Let's see what he rolls. Because I'm installing as I got my dice app out. And that is it's a freak. 8, just 8.
Okay, that's a mixed hit.
So I think I mark a condition.
You can, or I can tell you how it's unstable.
Unstable or temporary.
Okay, cool. I won't make you worry about conditions just yet, but you try to sense the supers in this building, and can you tell what powers they have or if they're just powerful or not?
I think it's more so just like kind of like an aura. It's like the tone of and the power of, but he doesn't know what exactly it does. He can sometimes tell, like, oh, this is a very destructive power, or oh, this is a really subtle power but it's strong, stuff like that.
Okay. So imagine your power reads powers on a scale of purple to red.
That sounds good.
Red being purple being like super strong, purple being very not super powerful, like they just turn green. Not big Hulk angry, more like blue and like beast.
Val with her scarf.
Yes.
Okay, I see, I see.
They just can change their hue. Something super normal, not big deal. You look through this building and you see, yeah, you're able to like look and see them through the floors. This goes up for several stories. You see someone super far in the distance who is just a little bit purple, and then you see a massive person even further than that, just the big hulking person who's just a little bit green.
Did you just say green?
Yeah.
You never
on a scale of purple to red. Purple, blue, green, yellow, orange.
Buddy,
red.
That is not how in my mind.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Purple being weakest, blue being less weak, green, yellow, orange, red.
I was just imagining a gradient between purple and red.
Oh, yep, my bad.
Same.
Okay.
Okay. I will internalize that. And I say, I'm like, wow, we have a moderately powerful super up there, it seems, and then a weak one.
And then you look at me, and I'm bright red, and I'm like, oh.
As you go to look away from them, the green very quickly turns red, but when you look back, they're just green.
We should be careful. Let's keep going.
All right. What do you guys do now?
After you, PP.
PP opens the door, and he walks through, and he says, All right, guys, we gotta be real quiet. And we go to the next panel, and it says,
"Meanwhile,"
and you see this big hulking lizard. It's a Vesk. They're very large lizard-esque, wearing a tan shirt with some like brown camo cargo pants, and they have military boots on, and they have their sleeves rolled up, and you can see these massive bones sticking out of their arm. And he's sitting at a desk, like a desk he's very clearly too big for, and like this cubicle, and he's trying to type, and you see just you just see the letter A-A-A-A-S-S-S-S-S-S-S and T-N-R-T-N-R-T-N-R-T-N-R, and he's like,
"Oh, blast this! Zuba cannot use puny computer. Zuba. Zuba hates Mondays."
Does he like lasagna?
Zuba loves lasagna.
Okay.
Lasagna. Zuba's big fan of lasagna.
In the basement,
Private Pritchard walks up the stairs, and he's like, All right, man. We gotta just go outside. The generator that holds up the entire force field is just around the corner. Are you ready?"
"Yeah, thank you. I mean, do I have to roll?
I think you have to. I think you have to charge your powers and then unleash your powers.
All right. Let's try this a third time.
Do you have a condition still?"
"Yeah."
"Okay, I wanted to comfort."
"Three, I think."
"Yeah, I wanted to comfort him." "Wait, as like a team leader.
That might not be a good idea for this first roll."
"Oh, you need your conditions.
I need conditions to get higher."
"Never mind.
You might want to do it after, though."
"Yeah."
"Okay, let's see.
Can Null roll to defend someone? Which, in by doing that, he wants to like shape his like power negation to prevent any of Tempest power from like splashing back onto them."
"Okay, sure. Makes sense. Let's just see how this roll works out first."
"Cool.
So what'd you get?"
11. I got it.
So. "Okay, awesome. Yay."
"So
okay, cool. So probably need that.
I'm going to take that generator. Big lightning bolts. Just hit it directly."
"Okay. A Private Pritchard helps you over the fence, and you run over and put your hands on the generator. Null, you want to go ahead and put up a field of nullification?"
"I feel like I have to like keep specifying this. My powers don't come from my body itself. I literally take it from the air around me."
"Yeah, no,
see, I imagined you were turning it, basically the generator, into a conductor for the electricity in the air."
"Yeah.
Yeah, in that case, it's probably even easier to just like suppress the power in the air rather than all focusing on him. So yeah, in that case, any of it that comes back." That was a 8, by the way, to defend us.
"Okay, okay, so..."
"I'll just add a team to the pool, I guess?"
"I should clarify which one of those..."
"You either expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation. I'll say you are able to protect everyone else, but if anything goes awry, you will be struck."
"Okay, makes sense."
"So yeah, I'm using overcharge, and that is you channel the full capacity of your incredible powers to overcome an obstacle, reshape your environment, or extend your senses. Spend 2, burn, and 10 plus when you unleash your powers."
"Alrighty. Roll 2d6 plus."
"That is my
freak. You're super freak.
I was gonna get your freak on."
"So it's the plus 10. So that's 19.
"You got a 19?
Yeah, because I rolled a 4. A 6 plus 3 is the freak, so that's 9 plus 10.
"Why plus 10?
"Because that's my flare. It's plus 10 when you unleash your powers. That's what I'm doing, and I'm unleashing
powers." "Oh, I think that means on a 10 plus, you unleash your powers."
"So that's a 10, though, right? Like, he made it?"
"No, it was a 9.
"It was a 9.
Then. Oh.
Well, I can either tell you how... just to progress the story, I'm going to say mark a condition. You call this lightning down, and it strikes through the bubble. It comes from multiple directions, and it hits this generator, and it launches you back. And you hit null when you're launched back through this fence. Everyone else is protected.
I'm marked guilty.
No, you're fine, but you got a bruise or something. You're a little scraped up. But yes, you
feel
guilty.
Real bad about that.
Yeah.
I think Jade's would jump on top of Tempest and grab you by the collar of the shirt and go, "Woo!"
Is this your attempt at comfort or support?
Support. I'm very proud of you. And I smack you in the face very gently to my best ability.
I mean, Tempest can handle it, but what's your role?
Roll plus mundane.
What's my mundane? Same as everything fucking else. It's a one. Damn it, it's a six. I can't do shit. I just hurt you.
Yeah, you use your super strength, and you are the only one that's kind of hard to damage. Uh-huh. The other two are pretty mortal.
Oh, yeah.
So you actually slap him pretty hard, and it leaves a huge red mark on his face for a while.
I'm not good at showing my emotions, so I just got on top of you, screamed, and smacked you. I did level up.
Wait, do I mark potential?
Did you fail?
Well, technically, no.
No, you don't mark potential.
I need to look at everyone else's playbook so I can see if I can take moves from there.
For being the one who has the most conditions filled up, I have the least marked potential out of all of you.
I mean, I don't have any potential anymore.
Exactly. I have one. But y'all have already leveled up, and I have yet to.
Would you like to try to comfort the friend that just knocked you on your ass?
I'm still celebrating. I'm like, woo! And running around in circles.
Wait, are we still near the building with the dangerous supers?
Yes.
This is the generator to that building, right?
Yeah.
Or to the field? Yeah.
To the shield.
So we just breath on the shield and that's all?
I mean, there's going to be more. I was just going to ask if Null wanted to quickly try to support you.
Or comfort you. Null's going to... I will say see, look, even whenever you hit me this time, it wasn't like one of those real bolts that you sometimes use. Look, you're getting better at that too.
Well, I ran into you, so I was like, I didn't directly hit you with my powers. I was sort of like flung, just kinetics.
That's a six though, so it probably shows that, as Null is saying this, their hair is frizzed from the static, and their face is a little burnt, and they're like, "Oh yeah, it's fine."
You see this blood soaking their silver morph suit.
Oh, okay. So it's...
You're sitting there rationalizing, and Noel's like, "Wait, hold on, I failed my role." And okay. Go back to self-deprecating.
Now I'm starting to feel bad. You're bleeding. Guys, I'm not doing too good.
Hell yeah. And he's gonna...
on the bright side, no mark potential.
He spanks you guys like baseball players spank each other or whatever.
You're like a full-grown adult, and they're just barely legal.
I'm 2 years older than them.
Oh yeah, you are.
I'm younger than I am.
I feel like it's, I feel like it's just further shoving it in your face that he failed to comfort you and took potential from it.
The only condition I don't have marked is hopeless.
Oh fuck.
As the storm grows inside the bubble, the power goes out nationwide, causing the shields to go down, allowing for the provision to rush the city. Meanwhile, a large hulking creature comes down from the sky.
And you see this big, big Vesk. You guys have seen Vesks before. They're huge. If a dragon person, a dragonborn, were to be compared to them, they'd be like a twink. Normally they're big and beefy. Compared to the Vesks, these guys are twinks. Vesks are massive, beefy, bulky, lizard-esque people with long boxy heads. This dude is much bigger than that. He's much more muscular, and you see these bones poking out of his forearms, and they're dripping and oozing with this clear liquid, and you hear him say,
"End of the line, young supers."
To be continued.
come listen to Dice or Roll, the gayest Pathfinder podcast on the planet. We ask the hard questions like, is it morally acceptable to kiss a goblin? Is it cool to use spell slots to warm up leftovers? Would the gods be mad if I wrote slash fic about them? We're a group of four friends who play Pathfinder 2nd Edition every week and go on adventures like none other. We've just launched our brand new season, Extinction Curse, which follows the adventures of the Circus of Wayward Wonders as they put on the greatest show in all of Galarian and uncover ancient secrets and long-forgotten foes from a bygone era. If you like circuses, clowns, and a little bit of magic, come check us out. And make sure that no matter what, you keep it rolling.
Be gay.
Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.